Blog Talk Radio.
If it's smooth jazz, then the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds are talking about it on Talking Smooth Jazz, your place for all things smooth. Artist.
Hello, Brian. Welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Hello there.
Bonnie James, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys.
Layla, thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
Music.
This is the Jazz Queen with the Smooth Jazz News Minute.
With the smoothest show on internet radio, your hosts, the Jazz Queen and Mike Reynolds.
Hello and welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz, where you meet the artist. My name is Terry, a.k.a. the Jazz Queen, coming to you from Las Vegas, along with my co-host, Mike Reynolds, who's watching TV at this moment. What are you watching, Mike?
Dine-ins, dives, and drive-throughs on the food.
Okay. All righty then. That is Mike Reynolds in Baltimore, everyone. Let me welcome to the chat room Tamara Collins, the guest, and if you'd like to join us in the chat room, you can do so by going to our brand new website, talkingsmoothjazz.com, and clicking on the radio show page. There is a drop-down menu. Just click on Talking Smooth Jazz. That'll bring you right to the FOMO Deep Show, and then click on the Play Chat button. That will bring you right into our chat room. If you would like to call in and speak to our guest, Ron Holmes, of the group FOMO Deep, the number is 646-716-5485, 646-716-5485. Tonight, we welcome Ron Fat Cat Holmes of the group FOMO Deep to talk about their debut CD, Eclecticism, an eclectic groove-oriented funky jazz collective. Ron Holmes, welcome to Talking Smooth Jazz.
Greetings. Thanks for having me.
Greetings. Greetings. Now, how did you get the name Fat Cat?
Well, I am a fat guy. I've had it since I was a kid, actually. They named me that, some friends did, back in junior high school.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, Fat Cat. All right. So, Mr. Holmes, congratulations, first of all, on this debut project, FOMO Deep, Eclecticism. So congratulations on that. Now, I know you have answered this question a million times, so this is a million and one. The name FOMO Deep, how did you come about getting that name?
Oh, I don't mind explaining it. It's a saying that some of us had when I lived in Los Angeles. You're out on the street kicking it, whatever, and you know, you'll see four or five police cars go zooming down the street. Mm-hmm. And there's usually four or five cops in each one. And someone would always say they're riding for expletive deep, which usually means they're going to go serve a warrant or, you know, knock some heads or whatever the case may be. I didn't really care because they weren't coming over my house.
Mm-hmm.
So it didn't mind. But as long as they kept rolling. And you, because that was new to me, because coming from Columbus, you know, you might see two in a car at, you know, at the most. You don't see them loaded up like they did there. And I'm sure other cities like your Baltimore's, your Detroit's, Chicago's, New York's, they do that as well. But to me, it was new at the time. And I wanted a name for a band that kind of signifies what we wanted to do on stage, was to go up there and kick butt, have fun. And that name stuck. And then that's where we started at.
Okay. Now, I talked to Ron a little bit before we came on the air, and he lived in Portland, Oregon for a while before moving to Columbus. And yep. When he moved to Columbus, that's when he started this group, FOMO Deep. So tell us about the history of the group and why you started it.
Well, kind of always wanted to start a band of this nature. Timing, you know, family issues, things of that nature, just didn't make it possible. When I got back home, you know, a lot of my friends who knew me back before I left was all asking me, you know, you should go play, you should do this, you do that, you know, and I'm, you know, I'm busy, you know, doing the career thing. And next thing I know, I go to, you know, a couple festivals, and ConFest, which is one of my favorite festivals here in town, I went and saw, you know, two or three bands, Jamnesia and the Flex Crew and Foley, and I said, this would be fun. I need to go do this. And the next year, I started going to jams around town at the Crest Tavern and Michael Mayer's house. And met a, you know, slew of musicians. And the first group that we had of FOMO Deep had 9 people in it. They had 2 guitars, you know, the horn section, the whole 9. Too many people. And but it was nice to get out and finally do it. And as we got to let it evolve, instead of trying to force this involvement, we came out with 6 people, which is where we're at now, and changed personnel a couple of times since then, too, because I needed people that could not only just keep up with the music, but understand the stage as well. And, you know, you had some people that were just your weekenders, you know, people that just play on the weekend or maybe mm-hmm. once a week. They don't really practice a whole lot. And there's no way you can really keep up with the music that way, not mm-hmm. to mention keep up with the speed of how the group was evolving. The group was evolving. It was getting, you know, we were starting to get busier. And a couple of those cats were family people, and I understand that they just can't give up, you know, their family obligations and then go play in some band for $2 a night. I understand that. So it was no hate involved there. It was just that I had a business to run, and we needed to go in this direction. And by his grace, I found these other cats that came along and got involved and that are still involved today and made the band better. And we're, you know, 3 times better than we were when we first started and getting better every year. And it's a lot of fun.
Okay, so let's talk about the band members. Tell us who are your members.
On trombone, we got and vocals. It's Michael Gokey. He is a going for his doctorate in music. Ethnomusicology up at Ohio State. And then we got Kevin Jones on keys, which is probably the cat I knew the longest in this band. The next person I met was Kenneth Pounce Pouncey, he's our percussionist. Keith Newton on sax and flute and jokes. And Andre Scott, who plays drums.
All right, and you've all been together for, this is your core group?
Yes, we've been together, FOMO Deep's been together for 3 years. These, Andre, Keith, and Goki joined last, and they joined late last year.
Okay.
And they've been with us ever since.
Okay.
Well, now, Ron, I want to ask you, in moving from Portland to Columbus, was your vision the same for starting the band from, you know, one state to the next, or when did the vision for FOMO Deep really get into fruition to the point where you like, you know, this is what we're going to do?
Well, it's, like I said, the idea has always been there, even when I was doing music professionally in Los Angeles. But it was Columbus that really, when I got back here, is when I knew it could work. This type of music, you know, it's not smooth jazz and it's not straight ahead, you know, and it's a little funky in some parts and it's fusion. It's really an offshoot of stuff from the 70s, early 80s. And no matter what tune we play, we kind of attack it from that perspective, no matter where it's going. Some songs are structured and some songs have, you know, lots of open space to improvise in. But the idea really came into fruition in Columbus. I figured it could work here. Columbus has a lot of beautiful free festivals in the summer, and it gives you a place to cut your teeth. It's not many clubs here that'll let you play in, but the ones that do let you play in them, you can still be yourself. You don't have to go out to the restaurants as much like some jazz musicians have to, because that's where the gigs are. We kind of stuck with another mode. Columbus made that feasible. It wouldn't have worked in Portland, and it probably wouldn't have worked in Seattle as well. L.A. had, at the time, you know, they had other bands doing similar stuff because that was back in the 80s when I was there. So it'll probably would work there, too, in other spots because there's not a lot of bands doing it. A lot of bands, like I said, either went straight smooth jazz or stage straight ahead or a rockier fusion. And we're like a mixture of all that, but it's all funk-based. It's all backbeat-based. So it's danceable, even though you're, you know, it's been some crazy time signatures.
And is that how you got the name? You came up with the name Eclecticism?
Yes, because it's drawing from a lot of different places, avenues, perspectives, which is what eclecticism is. And you know, we couldn't have done everything we wanted to do on that first CD, but you know, as we progress, we can start getting into a variety of other avenues as well. And that, I think the first one gave us a little taste of where we want to go. We got, you know, stuff from that's, you know, feel inspired. You got stuff that's fusion. You got your blues, New Orleans jazz, R&B thing. And you got a smooth jazz cut in there. It's definitely a 70s fusion R&B song in there. So it's a lot of different things going on. Every song is very different from the next. There's really, other than, of course, the instrumental version, the live version of one song, there's really no repeat of a certain type of groove or perspective in it.
Okay. We are talking to Ron Holmes. He is the founding member of the group FOMO Deep. Their debut CD is called Eclecticism. And if you would like to speak to Ron, please give us a call at 646-716-5485. Chat room, welcome Lori, Tamara, the guest, Jazzy Chick, Cody Banks. Welcome all to the chat room. If you have a question for Ron, please post that, and I will ask that for you. Okay, Ron, I want to get to some music. The first song I want to play is Drinks at 8. So tell me about this one.
Oh, it's a fun cut. It's sort of like sitting in a bar waiting for folks and you know, chilling, having a drink, waiting for the music to start. And when the music starts, it has a certain groove to it. Feel good tune, and it's fun to bob your head to.
And I would say that this is the second track on the CD. The first track is more of a crowd sound,
interlude.
Yes, it's just like you said. It's just a crowd waiting for the band to come on stage and start playing. That's the first track on the song. All right, from Eclecticism, this is Drinks at 8. Drinks at 8 from the debut project of Full Mo Deep. The name of the CD is Eclecticism. And our guest, Ron Holmes, has joined the chat room. So welcome to the chat room, Ron.
Thank you.
I have to tell you, my chatters can be a little crazy. Crazy is more. It's a better description. So just be forewarned.
That's okay.
Now, I wanted to ask you about something that you just posted in the chat room. You said that, the CD was released in August of 2010, and it has played on 80 stations in the U.S., Europe, Canada, and Brazil. So how has your music been received in Europe, Canada, and Brazil?
Actually, fairly well, considering. We don't have a machine behind us, you know, that marketing machine, you know, that some bands are blessed to have. And I just, you know, did some work and sent CDs to people and contacted them. And you know, back in late last year, we got up to 80 stations, kind of peaked around there. And then it's probably about 30 now. And then we just added 5 more. So probably back at the 30 now, just recently. So we've been blessed, you know, considering, you know, like I said, without that machine is very helpful. So
yes.
Maybe next time I'll do that. But this time, you know, just the budget, since we were low budget, we did it this way. And it, you know, kind of worked out a little bit.
Well, I got to ask you, because the song Drinks at 8, I love that, by the way. And it's timed at 5 minutes and 32 seconds. Now, I noticed that most of the songs on the CD is about approximately like 4 to 5 minutes long. Did you guys plan to do it like that, or it's just you guys went in the studio and you were just jamming so hard it just came out like that?
Well, actually, all the songs were probably longer than that, and they were trimmed as to way it, you know, to felt. You know, of course, you have fade out and things of that to consider. You just let them, you know, you let them evolve, you know, I think there's only really one song on there that's 3 minutes and 50 seconds that is specifically timed for, you know, a reason, and that was Slap That Thing. And the rest of them are kind of, we grooved it the way we felt.
Okay, now, you have some, a couple of covers on here, some by Lonnie, site is really bad. The print
Lonnie
is really
Liston
small.
Smith.
Lonnie Liston Smith on here, and then you have a Nathaniel Adderley. So these are, and Charlie Hunter. How did you come about choosing these songs?
Because they're good.
Okay, that's a good answer.
I'm very simple, dude. They're good songs, and we didn't want to play something and play it, you know, word for word per se. We wanted to be able to put our own funk on it, and if we had something to say with it, then we could do it. Humming is different than the original, of course, and Charlie Hunter's tune, Mitch Better Have My Bunny, is different than his version. His version is good, you know, and his song was so bad, I had to try it, and we ended up coming with a nice version of our own. Lonnie Liston Smith is a song I love since the 70s, and really blessed to be able to do that song, and that came out really well. Michael Gokey did the vocals on it, and wonderful flute by Keith Newton, and it came out real good.
And now this CD has 12 tracks on it, but the last two are live tracks. So where were these tracks performed?
They were performed and recorded at the last year's Columbus Arts Festival, which is usually the first festival of the season for us. And I wanted to add some songs that show us how we are live. You know, because, you know, studio is one thing, and we were blessed to be able to put some life into the studio mixes. But, you know, it's another thing doing them, you know, with improvised versions. And they, some of them, like that live version of the Bunny, it's 8 minutes long. We just have fun with it, you know. And it was a fun song to do. So we had to add that on there. And Giant Steps, which is a Coltrane cut. Gokey did a great arrangement on that, so we added that.
Okay.
Now, when you guys added these two live tracks, was there any debate about it, or was that the idea going to producing the CD that you guys wanted to do, you know, add a couple of live tracks so that people could get that live feeling?
We let it evolve. A lot of it, we didn't go into planning too much because we didn't know where we wanted to go. We just wanted to say what we wanted to say and then put it in some kind of cohesive package. You know, you got six different people and six different ideas, concepts, belief structures, et cetera. And you could sit and argue about that for hours. So I took suggestions, and then I kind of just made the decision. And those two live cuts worked out great. There was a couple others I was thinking of adding, but you know, the other two, well, one of the other two was a song that we already have. And I didn't want to do two live versions of two studio songs that we already had. So we left it as is and kept it there because, like I said, I wanted to be a cohesive package as much as possible, considering the time constraints we had in budgeting.
Okay. All right. Well, I want to hear the next song I'm going to play is Slap That Thing. So tell me about this one. And how did you come up with the title of that?
It was just a funny little title. We'll leave that alone. We'll just say that it was a fun little title.
Okay. I can leave that one to my imagination. Is that what
you can leave that to your imagination? And this had Greg Swan did the guitar for us on this, and he sat in on it. He did a great job on it.
All right, from FOMO Deep's debut CD Eclecticism, this is Slap That Thing. There you go. Slap that thing.
And I did.
That is from FOMO Deep's debut project called Eclecticism. You can find that on Amazon and on CD Baby, iTunes, and what was the other one you posted?
E-Music.
Okay.
Yes.
E-Music. All right. You can also find them on Facebook, and you can follow them on Twitter, FOMO Deep. That's F as in Frank, O, M as in Mary, O, Deep on Twitter.
Just like it's now, FOMO.
There you go.
Now, so don't try to pronounce it correctly. If you pronounce it correctly, you'd be all wrong.
Oh, wow. Now, what I have to ask you now, you know, you mentioned earlier that, you know, when you guys released the CD that you, you know, put the CD out everywhere, including overseas. Now, how have you guys been... In addition to that, how have you guys been trying to expand your market and really reach the audience through social media and things like that, try to establish your brand?
Initially, we worked with Cheryl Hewley Promotion. She was very helpful in starting the buzz and getting some folks to review us, see if it picks up. And later on, I was going to try a radio program, but I had so much product already out there that a radio programmer would have been, you know, throwing good money out the bag. But I learned a lot in the process, too. You know, there's some things, I made some mistakes going in, which, you know, rookie mistakes that if I do it again, I would do it, of course, different. But it still worked out. It got us started, you know, and, you know, we go out and do another CD, then we'll go do it the right way. And that's with the programming and the marketing and things of that nature. But you got to have a budget for that. You know, like I made a mistake, like a lot of musicians. You record your music and then you sit thinking, oh, well, what do I do with it now? You know, and now you got to market it. You know, and marketing costs more than it costs to record. So next time, you know, we'll put together a budget if I'm so blessed to be able to put a budget together, not only to record, print it and duplicate it, but also to market it. And that will make my job a whole lot easier than spending 5 hours a day each day after work in my little office in the dungeon doing promo work.
Now, let me ask you this. Given the state of the social network, you know, with Twitter and Facebook, MySpace, all of that, it sounds to me like you are the manager, the PR person, the booking agent, the marketing person. You're wearing all these hats. Do you think that you need to have a separate person to do this for you? Or do you, you know, given the social networking scene, is that enough?
Social networking in and of itself is not enough. It has been an immense help for us because it helped get our name out there. But that in itself is not enough. There's a variety of things that have to take place. Not only do people have to find you, they have to want to find you. And then when they find you, they're going to want it. Then you have to find ways to make them purchase and come to shows and things of that nature. And that's a whole other machine. So, yes, you need people that is experienced with that. Now, I got, you know, experience now. You know, I built up a radio list that people were trying to charge me $2,000 to $3,000 for. Now I have it because I created it from scratch. Took me, you know, 3 months to go through and find every jazz radio station and get their contact information. Now I got this beautiful list that I could probably sell to somebody personally, you know, I'll sell it for probably less. But I could actually help acts do that if that's what they want. Of course, I only have radio stations in the jazz vein, but it's not hard to find, you know, stations and their addressing. It just takes work. And the whole deal is you got to want to do the work. And unfortunately, a lot of us as musicians don't want to do the work. We think we just learn the song, we go up on stage, and that's all we need to do. But there's the whole machine that makes all that possible. I mean, you know, you got people like Ezra Spalding or Marcus Miller. They got booking agents. People aren't automatically calling them for gigs. Somebody is booking them. And that's because there's hundreds, thousands of FOMO deeps out there, better or worse, that's out there that people have access to. And there's so much great music out there that you have to, it's a business. You have to literally compete for a piece of pie every day. And if you don't think of it like a business, then you're only going to get so far. We may not ever get to where I'm trying to go, but we just got to try.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're trying. And like I said, next time I'll do it different.
Okay, very interesting.
Got to have a machine. Got to have
okay.
that machine.
Okay. I just wondered, you know, sometimes if an artist really needs to have all of that, you know, to get the music out there. And I can understand having a booking agent to get the gigs and stuff, but I don't know. I guess, you know, you explained that. I understand better now, so I understand that better.
Well, it's like Pepsi Cola, for instance, not to buzz names or any other Coke company, but everybody knows who they are, right?
Right, right.
But they spend billions advertising to everybody because there is other places that sell similar products. And that's money they may or may not get back right away, you know, if it depends. So we have to do, you know, similar processes. We have to do gigs that will help get our name out there but not make a lot of money. We have to travel somewhere sometimes and hopefully make a decent living and get our name out there and get on the radio so people can check you out, like on the stations like this. If it wasn't for stations like this and others that, you know, we more likely would never have been heard at all.
Okay.
So it's a machine involved. It's like anything. You got to get out there, and someone's got to be out there doing work all the time on your behalf. That's what helps your business grow.
Okay. All right. All right. I want to play the last song, Mitch Better Have My Bunny. Tell me about this one.
Well, I didn't make up the title. That's a Charlie Hunter song. He's a guitarist from the West Coast. That's a bad dude, and we did it a little differently. I think you're playing probably the studio version, but it's one of our favorite cuts. The crowd loves it. If we don't play it, they look at it as funny. So we had to add it, and it came out real good. You know, it's a cool cut.
All right, from the debut project, FOMO Deep's Eclecticism CD. This is Mitch Better Have My Bunny.
Thank you.
Well, there you go. Mitch better have my bunny. Now, you know, that song was also done by a rapper. Of course, the title was a little different, but.
Yeah, but it's not the same groove.
Yeah.
Not the same feel. And I ain't cussing anybody out, so.
Now, a question was asked of you in the chat room if there were any plans to play outside of Columbus, so I'm going to ask the same question. So what's coming up for you guys?
Right now we have plans to be in Atlanta in late April for their Wednesday wind down. So hopefully that takes place. We are talking to some cities for some other festivals. Nothing's confirmed yet because it's still early. We should hear more in March, early April for those.
Wow.
Also, you can always check our website because as I get updates, I put them on there.
Oh, cool. So you guys will be in Atlanta for the Wednesday wind down?
Yeah, I think it's April
27th. Cool.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We were in Baltimore.
You guys must be kicking off.
Yeah, it's fun. We were in Baltimore last year to open up for Roy Ayers. And we're going to open up for him again here in Columbus over at Devon Jazz this Friday. That should be a lot of fun.
Wow.
I lived in Atlanta for 5 years, and after the Olympics left, they started doing those Wednesday wind down at the Olympic Park. Very nice.
Yeah, Olympic Park.
Yeah,
that's what I heard.
Very
it's a great
nice.
Event.
It is. Uh-huh. It really is. It really is. So good, good. That'll be great for you guys. Yeah. All right. So, and anything else coming up?
Well, we're setting up our festival season now, and then we're going to start looking at recording in the fall, so it'll be released early next year.
Okay.
And do the whole process all over again.
All right then. All right. Well, Mike, do you have any other questions?
Actually, no, Jeanette. I have any more questions.
Well, Mr. Holmes, thank you so much for joining us this evening.
Thanks for having me on.
We appreciate it. Thank you so much. And
again, love music, and we love the titles.
That's important. Helps you look at it initially.
That's right.
For sure. For sure. You can pick up this CD, Eclecticism, on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, and eMusic. You can follow them on Facebook and on Twitter. FOMO Deep is the name on Twitter. Again, the CD is called Eclecticism, and, you know, please support the artist by purchasing their music and, you know, going to see them perform live, because, like you said, this is their bread, this is their money, you know, this is how they live, this is how they live, so they need our support, they need the support of the fans to support the artist, so please do that and pick up the CD tonight if you can, definitely.
Yeah. Well, right after you get your check from your baby daddy, any that'll work fine.
All right then. Well, thank you again, Ron, for joining us, and much continued success to FOMO Deep.
Thank you. Appreciate you having us on.
All right. You have a good evening.
Take it easy.
All right. Bye bye.
Okay, Ron. Have a good one.
Bye bye now.
All right, that was Ron Holmes, the founding member of the group FOMO Deep. Again, you can find that on their website, FOMODeep.com, and they're on Facebook, and you can follow them on Twitter, FOMO Deep. All right, let's see. This weekend, we have Jarrell Flynn, and this is someone that Mike referred, actually. He is a drummer, and so he will be on Saturday. Mike, have you seen him perform?
No, I've never seen him perform. I've actually seen him on YouTube, and you know about him from there, and through a lot of the other guys that have performed with him. You know, I've heard a lot of good things about him.
Okay, all right. Well, that's Saturday, Jarrell Flynn, drummer. Sunday, Miss Tony Red,
Jay Fly.
A singer. Jay Fly. All right, and Sunday, Miss Tony Red. She will be on Sunday. I heard her on Cress O'Neill interviewed her on her show, and she was hilarious. I absolutely loved her. So I'm looking forward to talking to Tony Red. Her CD is called In the Key of Red, so that would be Sunday. And Monday, we have trying to get Walter Beasley on Monday. I'm waiting to hear back from him on a confirmation. So as soon as that is confirmed, we will post that. All right. Mike, anything coming up in your area?
Not a lot of things coming up right now. Like I said, we basically gearing up for next week. Of course, you know, we are sponsors and partners of the 2011 Oasis Smooth Jazz, well, Contemporary Jazz Awards, I'm sorry. So, you know, next week, starting next Thursday, March the 10th through the 13th, through the 15th, all you guys can head on down to San Diego, California, and, you know, check everybody out. And I hope that you guys also voted at www.oasisjazz.com. You know, vote for your favorite artist and everything. And it should be a nice weekend of jazz down there at the Oasis Jazz Awards. So looking forward to that.
Oh, yes, definitely. Miss Lori will be headed there as well. So have a great time, Lori. I'm sure that we will, you know, definitely post pictures, and we'll see all of the excitement from Lori's pictures and then hear about it in her blog. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to that. Yes, definitely.
Check my man Tony Exum out. Tony Exum will be there. Yes. On Thursday night will be Thursday night, the Rising Star event. He'll be there performing, Tony Exum Jr., Andre Delano, I forget, it's Joey Somerville, and more artists are going to be on that bill. It's going to be very, very hot. So I said, check out my man Tony Exum and Andre Delano. So they're both going to be there. So it's going to be a hot show. Very
also,
hot.
Tony Exum Jr. will be performing at Blues Alley in June as well. So you want to check him out there. For those of you in the DMV area, in the surrounding area, definitely go check out Tony and Blues Alley. Mike posted a flyer on his page on Facebook, and there's I'm sure it's on Tony's page as well. So you can find out all that information there. You can call Blues Alley to get information on the tickets. How much are the tickets?
$18? Yes, the tickets are $18.
Yeah. And he'll have two shows, 8 and 10 p.m. there at Blues Alley, so check him out there as well. All right, Mr. Mann, all right. Okay, well, that is our show for this evening. I want to thank Cody Banks. Thank you, Cody, for joining us. I believe this is the first time I've seen you in the chat room, so thank you for coming by.
Cody
the guest,
Banks? No, that's the name of a movie.
Cody Banks.
Cody, yes, that's the name of a movie, Cody Banks. That was, I think he was like a kid super agent or something like that.
Ooh.
Yeah, Agent Cody Banks, yeah. So
okay.
I don't know if that's the person's real name, but hey, that's pretty cool.
All right. Then Lori, Tamara, Jazzy Chick was in for a while, and all of the guests. Ron Holmes, thank you again for hanging out in the chat room and joining us there. You have been listening to Talking Smooth Jazz with your host, the Jazz Queen.
And Mike Reynolds.
And we look forward to talking smooth jazz with you next time. Until then, keep it smooth.